The meeting of the Planning Commission to order. I would ask that everybody please silence your cell phones so we won't be disturbed. First order of business, approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion on that?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the minutes of the last meeting.
Okay, have a second?
Charles, okay. All in favor? And opposed? Okay, meetings, minutes are approved as read. Okay, no old business tonight, new business. We have four applications for annexation requests. Do I have anybody here who wants to speak on any of those annexation requests, either pro or con? Okay, do I have a motion then?
I say, can we read those addresses into the record?
Okay.
Just for the...
Okay, we can do it. I can read the addresses into the record. Do it in the motion if you don't mind.
All right.
Go ahead.
With respect to application number 19-20005, an annexation request for tax parcel 122-09-02-019, located at 1750 Two Notch Road, Aiken. And with respect to application number 19-20006, an annexation request for tax parcel number 087-16-08-011 and 012, located at 17 Hudson Road in Aiken, South Carolina. And application number 19-2007, annexation request for tax parcel number 089-20-07-001, located at 122 Branchwater Lane, Aiken, South Carolina. And the application for annexation request number 19-20008, tax parcel number 122-06-05-017, located at 604 Boardman Road. I move that we recommend these to City Council for their perusal and approval because it is consistent with our comprehensive plan.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, discussion.
And Mr. Chairman, I would just that this also includes zoning of those properties, and so for the record, 1752 Notch Road would be zoned RS10, the 17 Hudson Road would be RS15, 122 Branchwater would be RS15, and 604 Boardman would be RS10.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor? Raise your hand. Opposed? Like sign? Okay. Good. Those annexation requests are approved. Okay. Other remaining item of business is a hearing regarding the zoning ordinance text amendments to the limited business and to the downtown business zone districts. We have had public hearing before on those issues. Tonight we have before the board recommendations from the planning department regarding a change in text or words to the limited business district and a change to the downtown business district. So we are open now for any public comments on that, and I guess maybe we should do a motion and have a second, and so people would know the text of the habit. Ryan, what do you think?
Steph could do a quick.
Why don't you do a quick summary?
We could do a quick summary of that.
I thought this is good.
Currently, within the LB, this stems from continued discussion of the Waterloo Street rezoning and the east of downtown area rezoning discussions, and LB being mentioned as the primary consideration if a rezoning were to occur along Waterloo Street, and DB is the primary consideration thus far as discussed for the east of downtown area. So currently, the LB zone district, limited business zone district, allows offices, allows banks that can't have drive-throughs, ATMs, or night drops. It allows dine-in carry-out, dine-in restaurants. It doesn't allow for exterior entertainment, doesn't allow for drive-throughs, exterior speaker systems, and no internally illuminated signage. It currently allows for convenience stores as long as they do not have fuel pumps. It allows for liquor stores under a special exception. It allows also for other retail sales and services not specifically listed by special exception. The special exception is a hearing before the Board of Zoning Appeals for criteria which is compatible with the comprehensive plan, the property it's on, and the neighborhood it is in. And then the following retail uses were specifically allowed by right in the current LB zone district, limited business zone district. Those are copy and print stores, furniture stores, grocery stores, hardware, paint, glass, wallpaper, or carpet stores. Overall, LB and LP both have the same special requirements listed in the code. Building size limited to 20% of lot area, a maximum of 5,000 square feet. Off-street parking limited to side and rear yards. Structures have to be residential in character. Hours of operation are limited in both from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Again, banks in LB cannot have ATM or drive-through eating establishments, and LB cannot have outdoor entertainment speaker systems, drive-through, and internally illuminated signage. So a summary of the proposed changes, a lot of concern regarding liquor stores. So even by special exception, staff would recommend to prohibit liquor store uses rather than allowing them by special exception. To define better convenience stores and grocery stores to ensure that a grocery store would be something that would have a majority of the floor area dedicated to the sale of produce, dry goods, meats, baked goods sales, dairy items, and our pre-prepared foods. Those includes dairies, delicatessens, but differentiates them from convenience stores in that it does have some household need shopping that involves fresh foods. And so those are your proposed changes to the LB district. So it would no longer allow a convenience store, but it would still allow the grocery store, and we would further define what the grocery store is. Within the DB district, which was a discussion in the area east of downtown, the current downtown business zone district relies heavily on-street parking and availability where it's at. It also has no setback requirements and allows for a wide range of uses. There were some concerns that the bars and nightclubs and liquor stores, again, would provide an incompatibility with area single-family residential, and so staff would be proposing a buffer requirement to those to ensure that they are a certain distance away from existing single-family. It also defined the central business district, which is the area which is currently zoned downtown business. And for consideration, the area east of downtown, for instance, allows for on-street parking within the parkways. To some extent, although it's not as defined as it is in the downtown area. So either to allow a straight percentage reduction in parking for areas outside of that central business district overlay, if you will, and or you could allow planning director of the authority where we don't normally have to take into account on-street parking that would count in the immediate vicinity of the use to count toward their parking requirement. And so those were the summary of proposed changes from staff in response to some of the comments received for both of those zone districts and both of those areas that were under discussion.
Okay, so yeah, we've had public hearings, we've had group talks and discussions, and so these are the recommendations that have been brought before the commission for a decision. And it's we're not. Just to make sure everybody understands, because it's a little bit unclear. What we're proposing to do tonight is change the definition of the limited business and downtown business, the DB, so-called DB district downtown business. We're not rezoning anything tonight. We're making this recommendation to the city council to change these definitions, including under LB, prohibiting liquor store uses, prohibiting convenience store uses other than those uses by right and adding definitions for convenience stores and grocery stores, and under downtown business, adding a buffer requirement for bars, nightclubs, and liquor stores, and defining a CB, central business district, and changing slightly the wording, giving the planning director the authority to do something regarding parking. Those are what we're going to consider tonight. Now, comments. Anybody who wishes to make a comment with regard to that, and you, either one of those can do it. Yeah, Rachel Lamont, state your name and address, etc.
Thank you. I'm Rachel D'Entremont, 1111 Hayne Avenue. Regarding Waterloo Street, while this these comments are regarding the proposed text amendment, for the record, I am opposed to changing the zoning on Waterloo Street to anything other than residential or multifamily. Regarding building design, the requirements for non-residential building exteriors to have a residential character should remain. This is an important requirement, especially in areas adjacent to older areas of the city. A good example of LP and LB development is Greenville Street between Richland Avenue and Hayne Avenue. It's developed with small businesses, generally closing at 5 or 6 p.m., located in generally well-maintained former residential buildings. There's one new structure that was added, but it was built with character, a residential character in mind. And the businesses buffer residential uses from the more intense downtown business. Regarding permitted uses, the memo for this hearing states that the LB allows for slightly more intense uses. If you look at page 6 of the use chart, it says other retail sales and service as permitted with BZA approval. Other retail sales and service consists of any use on page 317 of the zoning ordinance that is not specifically addressed on that chart. It includes all of the items that are out, yellow on here, 75 plus additional uses. Stores selling, leasing, or renting consumer home and business goods, including antiques, appliances, art, art supplies, baked goods, bicycles, books, cameras, crafts, clothing, dry good, electronic equipment, fabric, flowers, garden supplies, gifts, home improvements, household products, jewelry, medical supplies, musical instruments, pet food or pets, pharmaceuticals, photo finishing, picture frames, plants, printed material, produce, sporting goods, stationery, tobacco and related products, and videos. That's just the sales. Then we have personal service-oriented animal grooming, businesses for driving martial arts and other trade schools, dance, art, and music studios, security services, dry cleaning and laundry drop-off, emergency medical care, hair, tanning, and personal care services, health clubs and gyms, laundromats, photographic studios, psychics and mediums, I like that one, taxidermists and veterinarians. And then there's entertainment and entertainment-oriented, including taverns, indoor entertainment such as bowling alleys, game arcades, pool halls, dance halls, indoor firing ranges, and movies and other theaters. And then we get into the repairs businesses, and I'm not going to keep reading. So those are the uses that are considered other retail sales and service, and that's what the Board of Zoning Appeals would have to hear each time somebody wants. So we would have, as a neighborhood, have to come out every time somebody comes up with one of these uses. Downtown business versus LP and LB, downtown business is a business zone. Limited professional and limited business are intended to be buffers on transitional zones. And this is a solid residential neighborhood. Stay away from Waterloo, sorry about that. I agree with prohibiting liquor stores and convenience stores in the LB zone. but I can find no definition of eating establishments, restaurants, or bars in the zoning ordinance. And while LP prohibits bars and nightclubs and outdoor entertainment, I do not see any prohibition for a restaurant selling alcohol, nor any prohibition on outdoor seating. Anyone within a few blocks of this Newberry Street, Lawrence Street, and now we've got a food truck on Richland Avenue, people enjoy being outdoors. They enjoy getting together with their friends, and they get loud, and especially when you add alcohol. So you don't have to have piped-in entertainment. They bring their own. I don't see anything that restricts a restaurant from opening up and having mostly a bar with a little bit of food added. So then you end up having a bar. I would like to see no alcohol sales and no outdoor seating at restaurants. Regarding parking, all zoning districts other than downtown business require a minimum on-site parking. While the LB zone is supposed to be pedestrian-oriented in nature, it is impractical to think that a small city like Aiken, there is any property or any business that could be supported with just walk-in traffic. We are a car-oriented society with virtually no public transportation. Any business that is to survive will have to appeal to customers well beyond the neighborhood in which it's located and even beyond the city limits. To believe otherwise is naive. Almost all plans for new development of restaurants and the coffee shop everybody keeps bringing up and other retail establishments, all those plans request more than the minimum parking. The LB zone should require that there be enough parking for all customers at full occupancy to park on site. Neighboring residents should not have to tolerate commercial parking in front of their homes on a daily basis, restricting their own use and enjoyment of their own properties. I'm almost done, I'm sorry. Delivery trucks, small offices like we have on Waterloo Street right now in other LP zones, are rarely serviced by delivery trucks. People drive over to Staples and pick up a few things. Any retail or restaurant, on the other hand, would likely need delivery trucks, often tractor-trailer style. This is totally unsuitable for a residential neighborhood. And finally, the hours of operation. Hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. are more suited to intense commercial zones than to residential areas of the city. In order not to interfere with nearby residential uses, ideally, businesses would be closed when most people are at home, such as after 6 p.m. on weekdays and on weekends. I appreciate your opportunity to address this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. We are back to the commission. Do I have a motion of some kind to move on with this matter?
Chairman, yes, sir. Make a motion?
Yes, sir.
With respect to the LB text amendment, I'd like to recommend in favor of amending the text under LB for, as listed, number one, prohibiting liquor store uses rather than allowing them by special exception. Number two, prohibiting convenience store uses rather than permitting those uses by right. And number three, adding definitions for convenience stores and grocery stores as listed. I would also, with this motion, like to direct planning staff to begin the steps towards rezoning the properties that are front Waterloo Street.
And, well, you can deal with the East Aiken on the other one. Okay.
I'd like to leave that motion for just the LB.
Okay. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
Brought up a valid point that I think that we haven't heard before, and we should always consider her comments. But the delivery of food to a restaurant or a small deli or even or whatever could have an impact by large trucks. I don't know that that could be regulated anyway, but I think that that's something we should keep in mind because Waterloo Street certainly could handle it, but some other type of street might not be able to handle a tractor-trailer truck or smaller truck to deliver it. So just keeping that in mind.
Yeah, many of the things that that you listed, that Ms. D'Entremont listed, those are not a matter of right, as I think you indicated. They are allowed only by special exception, which means that if somebody wanted to do those things, they would have to appeal to the BZA. There would be a hearing on it. They would, depending on how it went, what happened, they would make a decision on that. But this is an attempt to do something with this piece of property here, with this Waterloo Street District. The zoning ordinance provides that this is a blended range of retail and service activities with residential uses. That's the intent of what it's to be, allowing it to be kind of a blending area. I'm not sure the Greenville. She referred to Greenville Street. I'm not sure what the zoning is right there.
Dr. Garnett's office is.
I don't know what the zoning is.
It's LP, I believe.
It's LP now. Okay. I don't know. But I know what you're talking about, of course. But didn't know that about zoning. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed, like sign. Okay. May I have a motion, or do we have a motion regarding the requests on DB, the DB change?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion
for
the DB, which is the east of Aiken, east of Union Avenue, that we made the consideration changes of items 1, 2, and 3, adding a buffer requirement for bars, nightclubs, and liquor stores, defining a central business district in the area currently zoned DB, allowing the parking reduction in DB areas outside of the central business district, and allowing the planning director the authority to take available on-street parking in the vicinity of the use to be credited toward parking requirements.
All right. For number 3, you would request that we change it to allow the planning director the authority to make... to take available on-street parking.
That is correct.
In the vicinity of the use to be credited toward the parking requirements.
That is correct.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion on this one. Changing the definition of DB. Okay. All in favor? Raise your hand. Opposed? Like sign? Okay. It is passed. Does that deal with it?
Yes.
Somebody want to make a motion? Okay. Do we need a motion to move forward?
Are you wanting to move forward to council? Yeah. I mean, I think the Waterloo was more in particular what we wanted to move forward with. I don't know if this area necessarily needs to. If we think that, then.
Oh, I think if we're going to do it, I think we need to go ahead and put the motion on the books now.
Good.
But yeah, let's make another motion. You want to make a second motion about authorizing him to move forward on the DB?
You want me to make an amendment to that?
No. Yeah. No, not an amendment. We already voted on it. Just do another motion.
All right. So make a second motion that would direct staff to move forward with rezoning of this area.
Okay. Second. Discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Okay. What we have passed tonight is three motions actually. No, I'm answering your question.
Okay.
Give me a moment. we made three motions tonight. We recommended that we change the definition of limited business as defined in the motion. We moved and approved that. We moved and approved that we would change the definition of downtown business. And we directed the planning commission, planning department, to move forward on rezoning procedures, which is another meeting, another vote, another night. Right?
Correct. Yeah, so at this point, staff would publish notice, post notice, and mail notice to specific property owners that would of properties directed to initiate rezoning for a future meeting.
Basically, we've given them permission to move forward. We haven't decided on it.
Yes.
Is it the intent of the planning commission to rezone Waterloo?
That is certainly. We were directed, just to bring this up again, as we've discussed, as we said several times, we were directed by the city council to consider this area as an area which needed to be looked at. It's a bunch of property sitting there for a long time. It's not moving. It hasn't moved. It hasn't sold. So the city council directed the planning commission to look into it and make a proposal or recommendations to the city council to help move the property. Nobody wants to see a bunch of property sitting there, unsold, and become falling apart, falling down, blighted, etc. It hasn't sold. It could have sold. Somebody could buy it and build a house on it now. I mean, there's nothing preventing that, but it hadn't happened. So the city council directed us to take this action. That's what we're doing.
Do you think it would happen?
What would happen?
That the properties would sell if it were rezoned residential.
It is residential now. It can be used as residential now.
It can be.
Yes, sir.
It can also be used for other purposes.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm showing the evidence regarding the zoning. I would like to see it restricted to residential. I think if it were restricted to residential, the property would sell.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, that's who knows?
I'm not sure for those people selling the properties that somebody looking to build a house would be able to afford the property to be able to tear it down to build a house. You're talking about a large investment from a home builder,
perhaps a young home builder.
With a family, and you're asking that person who owns that property to sell it for probably a much lower price, and that's what some of the thinking was some of the stagnation of some of the properties in that area.
Yeah, we. Look, it's a difficult issue. We realize that we're a recommending body. You know, we're not making a final call here. So we've responded to the city council. They request us to do something. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to try to do it to the best of our ability. That's all we can do. And we'll make a recommendation to them, and then they will have the final say-so on this thing. But it's an area that needs to be looked at. I mean, it's not helping anybody for this area just to sit there and fall apart. And that's what's happening. That's what's beginning to happen. So that's where we are. We probably should not get into any further discussion because we've got other issues that could come up at a later date, and you know, we don't want to prejudge those or anything of that nature. So that's where we are tonight.
Mr. Chairman, if I can say one thing.
Yes, sir.
It's refreshing to have this many people interested in what we're doing, because we've been here many times in the last several years where no one was here, and it's nice to know that these people are willing to take the time and come speak up and to be have interest in their community. So
I personally think that done properly, this is not going to hurt anybody. I think it's going to help in the long run if it's done right. And I think we can do it right. But we're going to move on. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
No, Mayor.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Cool.
All opposed? Thank you. Yeah, I need it.
Yeah,
just continue to be better.